Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. We have our regular doctor, in-house doctor, Dr. Nima, the stress doctor, to help you talk about how to adapt, not to adapt to stress, but to...
how to adapt better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, stress is not going to go away in our lives at all. So what topic are we talking about today?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about spinal health because it's quite overlooked, and I've been getting a lot of inquiries about, stress and pain and aches and pains. And there's a growing problem right now is that many people are becoming addicted to prescription painkillers and narcotics and even over-the-counter medication with extremely devastating side effects. So if we can avoid that altogether and avoid going out that route, then we're doing a huge service to humanity.
So you have a super cool machine here that it's super high tech, and tell us about that.
Well, it's a tool. Our primary focus is to help alleviate suffering and to prevent suffering by removing stress from the nervous system. We do that through chiropractic care and education. That's really the most important thing. But there are always people who, because their lifestyles have been so crappy and they have neglected themselves so much, that they've reached a point where their degeneration in their spine, in either their cervical spine in their neck or the lumbar in the lower back, has gotten to the point where their discs are bulging, and the chiropractic care just on its own with their exercises is not enough. And so for those people who we want to, avoid doing surgery, we do have this option. It's a tool. It's called spinal decompression, which is a very sophisticated form of traction, and it really helps to get the patient completely in a decompressed state, in the opposite of compression, relieving that pressure off of the nerves. And over a period of time, when you combine it with chiropractic and combine it with exercise, has had some very dramatic results.
What is a bulging disc? What's the bulging part of it?
A disc, I want you to look at the discs between your vertebrae like a jelly donut. There's a little jelly soft kind of center that when you squish it on one side, that jelly in the middle will bulge or herniate or slip, as they call it. But it does. Discs don't slip. They bulge or they herniate. And they go kind of squirting out to one side, and then they will start to put pressure, irritate, and pinch on the nerves that travel down the arm or travel down the leg. So if you're finding that you're getting a lot of hip pain, buttock pain, shooting pains down the back of the leg, or you're getting neck pain with associated pain shooting in the upper back or down the arm, then there's a good chance that you should be, absolutely, you need to be examined by a chiropractor. But the difference between what we do and where you go to the neurologist or the MD is that there'll be tests done like x-rays and CT scans and all that, and they'll give you a diagnosis. But the only real solution that you'll get in the medical system is, some physical therapy, which is important to strengthen the surrounding muscles, but, drugs and surgery.
And surgery. I mean, I know many people who have had back surgery, and some with success and, some with no success. So, and maybe even more crippled years down the road. So are they going to come and see you? I get a diagnosis that I have to get surgery on my back. Am I going to come and see you first?
Well, I would highly recommend you exhaust all conservative measures before you do surgery. That's definitely what you want to use as a last resort. If you do, your first, you'd be wise. Your first choice basically would definitely be to come to a chiropractor who you feel, who you trust, and you get set up on a care plan with some stretches and exercise that has very dramatic results. And so what we want to do is try to avoid the use of surgeries, once everything else is exhausted, as a last resort. I'm not saying that drugs and surgery are never appropriate. They are in a lot of cases. One of my closest friends is a spinal surgeon. When we play basketball, we always have this taunting that goes back and forth. And we both agree. I mean, he even said, if it's my mother or if it's my, wife or my child, I would want to have surgery done as a very last resort. So you would come and consult with us, first. Consult with us. You know, do your due diligence if you want. But don't be surprised if your medical doctor, this is what I've heard, I get many referrals from general practitioners and medical doctors, but at the same time I will also hear patients saying, you know what, my doctor has told me not to come and see you. My doctor has not recommended chiropractic care or spinal decompression, and which is, it's more of a personal thing. It's sad when they are discouraged from something that could potentially help them based on this whole fear. But
well, I don't think that, you know, regular doctors can't be literate in everybody else's field. So seeing alternative medics is the thing to do. So they come and see you. Spinal decompression, how many sessions? What are you looking for? How long will I start feeling better?
Well, it depends on the person. Some of my clients, they've already, feel better within their first 2-3 sessions. And other clients, like I'm just looking at one of my clients that I'm taking care of, it's now been about 25, and finally she's now feeling like she can live again. And so it all depends on how long the person's been going, the problem's been there, the injuries that they've had. There is no one-size-fits-all. There is no one-size-fits-all, and it's just kind of the detective and guesswork with your health, and it always involves your lifestyle as well. You cannot ignore lifestyle. When you're choosing a doctor, a chiropractor, whoever, you want to make sure that they pay attention to your lifestyle habits, and they recommend you diet and exercise and that kind of thing. And it's kind of like if you're going to a financial advisor, you want to make sure you look at the financial advisor, that they themselves are, they have their financial affairs in order. So when you're seeking the care of a doctor, take a look. Do they look healthy? Do they appear to be practicing what they preach as far as health and nutrition and wellness? And or is it just, do they just want to dole out drugs and on to the next person? So it's really important for us to select the person wisely and go somewhere that we trust.
Well, you're definitely a trustworthy doctor, that's for sure. Dr. Nima, thank you so much for talking to us today. I'm Tammy Lynn McNabb. Dr. Nima, where can we find you on the internet?
Well, on Facebook, Dr. Nima, if you want to stay connected, or my website's the best way, drnima.com, and there's a newsletter and all that stuff. So I'd love to stay connected, and if you have any questions, shoot me a line. I'm very accessible on social media.
You're awesome. Thanks so much for your time.